Connor Brown from the Maple Leafs joins us now. Connor, good afternoon. How are you today?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. A pleasure to have you on board. Have the hot hand lately. Nice goal the other night. When you look at...
Take them when you can, Connor. Don't snicker.
Come no on, kidding. Now. Yeah, take the goal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
When we're
executing as a hot hand.
That's right.
What do you think the coaching staff expects out of Connor Brown? When you look at, you know, what you want to do and what the coaching staff wants you to do, what do you think's expected of you, Connor?
Well, I think Mike does a good job of knowing exactly what is expected. I'm supposed to be a reliable player. Every day, practice, games, I do things right. And, I feel like I can contribute offensively. So, they'd be good on the penalty kill as well is important for me. But it's just every day is to kind of bring that same sort of effort.
So what's it like to play with a guy that you probably watched so much as a kid? What's it like to play with John Tavares once in a while?
Yeah, he's been a special player for us. Obviously, growing up, even I remember watching him when he played for the Marlies in minor hockey. I'd go over to watch his games after ours were done, and he was a special talent back then, and he's still a special talent now. So it's pretty cool to be on the ice with him day in, day out, see how he goes about his business.
So you're 20. You've been a 20 goal scorer. You bounce back with another solid offensive season. You've always been a guy that's been able to score. Is it a touch frustrating to not be in the top six, but to be playing with a couple of, I guess, rookies, and you're the veteran guy in that line?
No, I wouldn't classify it as frustrating. I mean, Johnny and Lindy are, they're really good players. I think they're getting more and more comfortable every day, every practice. For me, it's, when you want to be on a good team, you're going to have to play a role. I think that's what we have here, and we have an opportunity to do something special, so everyone's got to find their role and stick to it.
How did it feel coming into this season? Many have made the point that this is the season where there was significant expectation for the Toronto Maple Leafs, more than just making the playoffs. Now it's make the playoffs and. How was the feeling around the room going into this season?
Well, I think we're all excited. We looked around our room, we see the personnel we have, and it really is excitement. Do you want to be on a team that has the opportunity to do something special? And that's what we think we have here.
Connor, the team has been good, exceptionally good on the road. I mean, what's the vibe for the home games? Like, even the other night, Vegas territorially, or at least outshot you by a wide margin. Freddie stands on his head at times, but at home you're just average, and on the road you're absolutely terrific. What gives there?
I think that's, it's maybe a bit of a snowball effect. You have a couple tough games at home, and then you get in your own head about how, we're better on the road than we are at home. But so it's just important to, I think we just got to have that one solid game at home and get the ball rolling for us.
So, Jeff talked about this being a back-to-back weekend, Jersey tomorrow night, and then the dreaded Boston Bruins on Saturday night. How do you, in a back-to-back situation, how do you prepare, and at what point do you start thinking about the Saturday game?
I think when the game's over on Friday is when you start. I mean, it's important, obviously, to think about it from a nutrition standpoint and being hydrated. And so as soon as that game's over, it's you need to get a good meal in you and make sure you're drinking lots of fluids and to get ready for that Boston game. But you got to look at it one game at a time. So right now we're just worried about Jersey.
Shanny, it's the same for me. You go get through Wednesday night hockey, then I got to start focusing on Thursday night hockey. When I get through, then I start focusing on Friday.
I get fluids.
I'm not so good on the nutrition.
I was going to say, I can guarantee the fluids are there, but not the same nutrition between you and Doug.
I don't think you go to the same fluid establishment as Doug does on King Street after shows are over, Connor.
So, Connor, the Bruins game, I'm excited about the Bruins game because I'm a bit of a standings guy, and I look and I say, Leafs-Bruins, first-round potential matchup. Hopefully that's not the case, but Does that mean anything this early in the season? You had the series against them last year. You've had some great series in the past before you were here. Does it mean anything special because they're the Bruins and you've had the playoff and you could face them?
You know, I don't think that we're looking at a potential playoff matchup just yet, obviously, really early in the season. But, you know, with everything what happened in the playoffs last year, I think we're going to obviously want to go into the Gardens and have a good game, you know, for us and for our fan base.
When was the last time you talked to William Nylander?
I've been texting him with him, not too recently, but, yeah, I'm sure he's doing well and we're all wishing him well.
Are you imploring him to get back here?
What positions he play, Shanny, do you think?
Obviously he's got to do what he's got to do what's best for him, and you know, when he gets back, we'll all be excited to have him back with open arms.
You know, we talk, as everybody does, with Connor Brown here, the Toronto Maple Leafs, talk a lot about, you know, Marner and Tavares, Austin Matthews, all the heavyweights, Morgan Riley, Freddie Anderson. From your point of view, whenever you, you know, listen to the radio, watch television, read blogs, who is the player or who are the players you think we don't spend enough time talking about? I'm sure the big guys are always going to get their headlines, but who are we missing out on, Connor?
You know, to be honest, I don't spend too much time seeing who's written about. But, you know, I think a guy in our locker room, Mitchie, is, you know, as much as he does get talked about, he's extremely elite player. You know, he should be right up there in the conversations with everyone else. And he's, you know, I think he's took a step forward in his game this year, the way he's been making plays day in, day out, generating offense. And, you know, I think he's going to be a good player in this league for a long time.
Looks like he already is. Connor, listen, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. Best of luck against the Devils. And then when that's done, best of luck against the Boston Bruins on Saturday.
And good luck with the nutrition.
And the fluids.
Yes.
Yeah, you too.
Take care, man. Good luck, Connor.
Flippy Doug's number. Thanks, Connor. Connor Brown of the Toronto Maple Leafs.